Ray in for Mandy this afternoon. Now, the presidency, they've just released a statement. It comes from the minister in the presidency. I'm just scrolling down. It says here President Cyril Ramaphosa will convene the National Coronavirus Command Council on Sunday, that's this Sunday, to assess developments in the COVID-19 pandemic, including scientific updates around the newly detected coronavirus variant. It says here the council is one of several structures, we know this, of government, which includes the president, and he goes on to say what it's all about. It says also the government works together with social partners to ensure that a balance is maintained between protecting and saving lives and also enabling people to earn a living. And that's the big important part of it as well. Methinks we're going to be having a family meeting very, very soon over the next couple of days.
Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Right, we went from KwaZulu-Natal to the Western Cape. Now we're going to Ekurhuleni, where emergency services are on high alert for more possible flooding after rescuing 15 people from a taxi trapped underwater due to heavy rain. There were flash floods in Germiston last night. Some shopping centres were flooded and emergency services found two cars stuck in a pool of water on a public road. EMS officials managed to rescue everyone in that vehicle and the taxi in time. Well, joining us now is spokesperson for the Ekurhuleni Emergency Services, William Ntlali. William, good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report. Take us through, how severe is the flooding? What have you had to attend to?
Thank you so much. Let me take this opportunity to greet all the listeners. Yesterday, around the city of Ekurhuleni, we had heavy downpours, whereby several areas were flooded. We were actually called out to a Mayor Street subway right in the Germiston city center, whereby two vehicles were submerged inside the water. One was a sedan vehicle, and the other one was a taxi with about 15 people inside. So unfortunately, during that incident, the vehicles are crushed, as we received the information prior our arrival. Then one vehicle was pushed deep into the water, but fortunately, again, the occupants of the sedan vehicle were already out of the vehicle, and all the 15 other occupants of the taxi, some of them were still trapped inside the taxi, some were on top of the roof of the taxi, of the cab. And we managed to basically rescue all of them safely, so no one was injured. However, the scene was handed over to Metro Police officers for further investigation of the crash. And several other areas like in Fort Tracker Road, off ramp on the R21 next to the airport, the area was flooded. EMPD was there. No drowning so far. And in Benoni as well, whereby even this morning throughout it was flooded, the area there in the Tom Jones Street. So. We had several areas, including as well Germiston Golden Walk, whereby the shops were flooded. And all these incidents, no hospitalization of anyone was accounted for.
Are you able to cope with all these incidents? You've told us about Germiston, Tom Jones in Benoni, etc., etc. Are you able to cope, or is it, I don't know, do you just sort of go from place to place?
But definitely, I would say we do have resources. When I'm saying resources, I mean we've got 30 fire stations across the city of Ekurhuleni, all of them meant to maximum. And Kempton Park attended the ones in Kempton Park. So is Benoni, fire stations in Benoni, Germiston as well, to this side of Germiston. We managed to basically met up and be able to attend all those without any much of a challenge. We know that now we're still expecting more rain to fall. So all the other 30 fire stations, all firefighters are up in arms to challenge or to face the challenges regarding flooding in this week and in this season throughout.
Sure, good to hear. Spokesperson for Ekurhuleni Emergency Services, William Ntlali.